Good morning, good night, and good welcome, pretty people. It's Jamie Grace. Welcome to the Jamie Grace Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about five steps for making big decisions, whether you are trying to figure out what college you're going to, whether you're trying to figure out what job you're going to take, if you're even going to go out for this interview for a job. Sometimes this happens with relationships because it's like, oh my gosh, like, is this person the one? Which I have a whole episode on the whole the one situation, so we'll come back to that later. But we all have big decisions in life that we have to face, that we have to make, that we have to figure out and decide. And oftentimes we are looking for that place where we can say, okay, I need some steps. I need to process. I need to know how to make this decision, if it's even a decision for me to make. So in this episode, I'm going to give you guys five steps. I would say five simple steps. They're going to be maybe simple to hear, but some of them might take some, you know, some real talk, some tough love action. So I'm not going to call them too simple, but let's get ready. Let's jump into this. Five steps for making big decisions. This is the Jamie Grace Podcast. Thanks for joining. Welcome to the Jamie Grace Podcast, produced by me, Jamie Grace of 91. From Team Single to Wait It Out, this podcast has had many names, but the heart remains. I rant and give my thoughts and advice on pop culture, wellness, dating, and relationships with sarcasm and sincerity. I hope you like it, maybe even love it, and consider subscribing and sharing if you do. All right, friends. So here we go. I'm trying to think of the last like major decisions that I've made. And now they're actually coming to my mind, and they're not really decisions that I can share exactly what decisions I made, but I think I can be that like kind of annoying influencer vibe and kind of, you know, hint to things like, oh, I've got a secret. But yeah, I've had some work decisions to make in the past. I mean, well, actually, here's one that you guys know about. I became an independent artist when I was 24. I also, when I was 25, I went and tried to get signed to a couple of record labels. None of them called me back. But I've had, you know, that decision to even be like, should I even consider going to a record label again? My husband and I, we have a daughter, and we, you know, made the choice to be like, hey, like, I think it's time for us to have a kid. Even with getting married, was that almost 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago? So lots of major life decisions. I'm a college grad. Y'all, I have some YouTube videos, or not YouTube videos. I think they were like private, like air quote around private, like Facebook videos that I made for like everybody in my church and everybody that ever knew me and waved at me in my personal life, where I was like, what college should I go to? Because I was so like, just so anxious about like where to go and so always stressed out. And I just could never figure out how to make decisions. So with all of the decisions that I've made in my life, and I'm gonna be real, there's been a lot of growth and a lot less anxiety as the years have gone, because this is kind of the five-step process that I've taken without necessarily being like step one, but it's the process that I've taken, and over time, it's just become a very natural kind of like action steps for me. That wasn't grammatically correct, but I hope that you guys can hear the way that I intended to share. So the first thing on here, and this might seem obvious, this might be like super cliche, but this is the most important thing, and it's to pray. And the reason why I say pray is because, hear me out here, if you're anything like me, the first thing you want to do, and this might not be you, but if you're anything like me, the first thing you want to do is go to your Instagram story and do a poll. Like, that's just that's just the way my brain works. I'm like, and it's not even like because like, oh, let me get followers. But it's more so because I'm like, look, I need to talk to some people about this. I need to get some opinions about this. I need to ask. Now, there's nothing wrong with doing an Instagram story poll about stuff. I use the close friends option on there. So sometimes I'm just like, literally a couple months ago, I was like asking my friends like, hey, do y'all think we should do a white bookshelf or a gray bookshelf, you know, in our living room? Obviously, that's not as big of a decision as some other things are. But oftentimes we take things to conversation, we take things to social media, we take things to people in real life, or we just take them into like inner panic and frustration when we could be praying about those things. And let me make sure that I'm clear about this when I say this. Prayer is not something I'm like adjusting in my seat because I'm getting serious. Prayer is not something that we are necessarily doing to get the answer, right? I know that might sound kind of odd because a lot of times that's what we feel like prayer should be. Like, oh, prayer is how I get my answer. That's not always what happens. Sometimes prayer is, well, all the time. Well, let's say sometimes, because I don't know everybody's personal life and I don't want to make you guys feel like, you know, oh, my prayer didn't do X, Y, Z. But I'm going to just give you guys a couple things that prayer can do, right? Prayer can, like, just welcome peace into your life. Prayer is a good way to get out all of your emotions and feelings about things. Prayer is a way to just speak things out loud. Sometimes when you pray out loud, you realize what you actually should be doing or what might not be a great idea or what might be a great idea. Prayer is how we connect and how we grow in relationship with God. And even if you don't have a relationship with God, I've said this many times before. I'm like, look, that's not what this is about. Like, even if you don't believe in God and you're listening to this, just try it real quick. I'm just try it. Don't like try it once and be like, oh, Jamie Grace, I did not see God come down on a lightning bolt from heaven. You are wrong. Not like that. But just try prayer out for a couple of days, bruh. Like, I just see what happens. See if it's calming. Just say, dear God, and just say out loud all of a sudden. Nobody's gonna know. I mean, God's gonna know, but just try it. Prayer is such a good way to just process and to just think and embrace who God is. When we look at God as our Heavenly Father, instead of like this big scary man in the sky that makes all the decisions, when we look at him as a Heavenly Father, our parent, it's so much easier. For me, at least, it's so much easier to pray, because I think about my real life relationship with my dad. And even if you don't think about your actual dad, if you think about, you know, your friend's relationship with their parent, or even, this might sound like bad, but even like a fictional character that has a great relationship with their parent, like, you don't always go to your parents for like, tell me what to do. Sometimes you go to your parents just to talk things out. And then even if you don't know what to do after talking to them, you feel closer to them. And that is encouraging in and of itself. You know, I remember when I was dating my husband, and I would have conversations with my parents about him, and I wasn't telling them all of what was going on, and they weren't telling me, oh, you should marry him, oh, you should break up, oh, you should do, like, they weren't always like telling me advice. Sometimes I was just like, I would just go in the room and just be like, oh my gosh, guys, I don't know what to do. Like, he lives in another state, blah, 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 blah. And then I would just like walk out, like not even give them space to respond, or they would respond and I wouldn't listen, which is not respectful, but just in any conversation. But that's just how my brain works sometimes. Sorry, mom and dad. But I would always walk away like, we talked. And, you know, even if it brings a little frustration, a little confusion, it's good for the relationship with God to take things to him. So that's the first thing that I say. You might want to just wake up in the morning and pray about it before you do anything else. The second thing is to, and this one's a little long, like, well, I mean, prayer, you can say, look, I'm going to pray about this for 7 days. Not like, I'm going to pray about this for 7 days and I better get an answer, but just creating a discipline for yourself, creating a prayer plan, if you will. So the second thing that I would say, this one is very much like a structured plan. And this one is something that I kind of got from my mom. If you're a longtime listener of the show, you've heard this before. And that is to read one chapter of the book of Proverbs in the Bible every day for 31 days. So one chapter is going to take you, I mean, it could take some people 4 to 5 minutes to read a chapter. So we're talking like while you're sitting on the toilet, taking care of a poop, you know what I mean? Like, this is not like an elongated thing, but just the book of Proverbs is written on wisdom, and it is just a great place to settle your heart and to just get you in a mindset of what is the wise choice instead of what is the right versus wrong choice. Because sometimes, like, let's use college for an example. You might be trying to choose between, and I'm so out of touch, I don't even know the names of colleges, unless it's sports related, because my husband talks about it. So let's say you're trying to choose between going to Mizzou and Duke, right? And some of you guys that have strong sports opinions, you already know where you want to go based on those two. But if you're trying to choose between those two, you might be thinking like, oh no, one of them is the right answer and one of them is the wrong answer. But maybe it's that both of those could be applicable if you ask the question, well, which one is the wise choice? Because can you walk out your purpose in each of those places? Likely the answer is yes. So I won't talk too much about the Book of Proverbs, only because if you did not know, I actually have on this podcast one episode for each one of the Proverbs. So if you'd like, you can go ahead and schedule that. Just search the Jamie Grace podcast and look up for Proverbs 1, Proverbs 2. That is actually the title of each of those episodes. There's other titles as well, but it has like a, like they'll be called like something, 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 Proverbs 1, something, 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 Proverbs 2, like that. So you can actually go through, and I don't want you to think that the podcast, like my show, replaces like what your thoughts are. You know, you should still, if something I say, you want to take that back to your Bible and like to your prayer time, like please do that. But that can be a good way to just start 31 days of digging into wisdom. And in episode 1, I explain more of why that can be a really good choice for making big decisions. Hey, y'all, I wanted to take a quick moment to share with you some info about one of my favorite sponsors of the Jamie Grace podcast. Y'all, when quarantine first started, I was not very interested in this whole online counseling thing because it made me really anxious. And as someone that has anxiety, I had to figure something out because a lot of things make me anxious. Eventually, I gave it a try, and I have to say that it's been very beneficial for me. So I want you guys, if you need to check out Faithful Counseling. Whether you have an anxiety diagnosis or you are dealing with the everyday frustrations of life, I can promise you that you will find it beneficial to talk to a counselor through Faithful Counseling. You can go to faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace to learn more about the very affordable counseling that they have and the 4 different ways you can communicate with a clinical therapist. And if you'd like, they can incorporate some faith-based things as well into your counseling. Visit faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace. That's faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace. And then number 3, we are going to journal. I talked to you guys earlier about, I said earlier about the video that I made when I was in college, right? So, or the video that I made when I was trying to figure out what college to go to. Now, sometimes like the thing you want to journal your feelings and you want to journal your intentions. So either write it down on a piece of paper, make a video that you don't even share with anybody. You just use that video as a way to look back and see how far you've come, right? So write it down, put it in a song, whatever it might be. Journal your feelings, journal your intentions. Do that for a week, do that for 3 days, do it one time, do it every Sunday for a month. You've got to pick out, you know, figure out your journaling plan and something like that. A lot of times when we want to make big decisions, we just put so much anxiety on ourselves of like, I've got to figure this out right away. And then it's been 3 to 4 weeks and we haven't even made the decision yet because we've just been anxious for those 3 to 4 weeks. So for those few weeks, give yourself a prayer plan, a Proverbs plan, a journaling plan. And that will really help. I promise journaling these things out, journaling your feelings and journaling your intentions will help you figure out what the decision is that you need to make. The 4th thing is to talk to an unbiased and trusted friend. Now, you may have realized we got through 3 steps without even talking about like other actual human interaction that needs to take place. Sometimes that might be step number 1. This is not, you know, what I'm saying right now, this is not gospel, right? This is from my heart, right? So I want that to be very clear. But oftentimes we want to go and tell all of our friends what's going on. Like I said, social media, close friends, whatever it might be. And we really need to find that one unbiased and trusted friend. And the reason why I say unbiased is like, if you've got one friend that works at this place and you're trying to decide where you need to work, that friend might not be able to have an unbiased opinion because they might want you to come and work with them. But some friends are able to be unbiased even though they are involved. So, you know, same thing with like, if you're dating someone and you are also best friends with like their sibling, like then maybe that's not the friend that you need to go to talk about the argument that you guys had, because they might be like, oh, you treated my brother that way. You know what I mean? They might not be, but you want to try to talk to a trusted and unbiased friend. And again, they might give you advice that you take. They might give you advice that you don't take. They might not give you advice at all, but you want to talk to someone who is is trusted and who is unbiased, because you want to be able to bounce these ideas off of it. How many times, like, have you guys ever talked to a friend about something and then you figured out what you wanted to do or what you didn't need to do before you even finished talking? Story of my life. So having that unbiased and trusted friend is a great place to just bounce things off of, that friend that really, really listens to you. And then number five, last but not least, is this is a little bit kind of the same thing, but a little longer. Here we go. Talk to an unbiased, trusted, and wise person. So notice the difference is that I didn't say friend, and I also added wise. And this might be a friend, and that's super cool. But the reason why I want to talk about the reason why I said person is because this might be a licensed counselor. This might be a pastor. This might be a mentor. This might be a guidance counselor at your school. You guys, yesterday I was in an interview with this lady named Amy, and we were talking about my book, Finding Quiet, on her podcast. And, you know, I come to find out I think she's maybe in like her 40s or something, and come to find out she's a mom of four. And I didn't have like any big life, you know, things weighing on my shoulders or anything, but it just turned into like me getting to ask her a couple of questions about motherhood. And it was really, and it wasn't like, oh, wise one, tell me what to do. But it was more of like, I can learn from you and I can grow from whatever it is you have to say, whatever that means. And it was a great, beautiful conversation. So she's someone that now, like, I would consider her like a friend. I think she's super cool. We connected on Insta, but she, in that context, she is a person. I mean, she's always a person, but do you guys see what I mean? Like, this wasn't me calling up my bestie and being like, oh my God. This is someone who is unbiased, someone that was trusted. The reason that I knew she was trusted, and this might sound, you know, kind of crazy, I don't really know how to like explain it, but like I just really felt in my spirit, I really felt like the God was saying that I could trust this woman. And like I said, it wasn't like any big decision. This wasn't me asking her like, hey, can we talk about my period? Like, this wasn't like crazy personal business. It was just mom to mom, great chat and great conversation. And she was wise. I even mentioned the scripture to her about when it talks about how when the older women, you know, mentor the younger woman. And then I made sure, I was like, I'm not calling you old. And she was totally fine about it. She wasn't weird. And then the reason why I say wise is because you want this to be someone that is going to give you advice. The one before was like, look, this is just like a friend I'm bouncing ideas off of. But this one right here, like I said, this might be a pastor, counselor, a random person that God brings in your life, like my interview yesterday. This is a wise person, someone that you know is going to speak from a healthy place. But then make sure you loop all that back in with number one, and that you pray, and that you're reading the word of God, and that you're journaling. And I know that this isn't, you know, I think this is like maybe categorized as a Christian podcast. I know that, you know, this isn't like specifically a Bible study podcast, which is, a lot of people ask if I'll do a thing on like another Bible study series again. I don't think I will, because I don't want this to be considered a Bible study podcast. It's more of like lifestyle, but I want it to also be very clear that my faith is the greatest influence of my life. And so, even if you are, you know, not a person of faith, or you are, you know, struggling because of a lot of things in maybe in Christian culture that you don't agree with right now, I feel you, I'm there too. I also like want it to be very known that the word of God still stands strong, and it is always such a great place to go to. And having a relationship with God is such a beautiful privilege and such a wonderful thing. And so we definitely should not overlook that and the influence of that in our lives. So there you have it. 5 steps for making major life decisions. I really hope that this was encouraging to you guys today. If it was not, please don't tell me. But if it was, you can go ahead and hop over to, that just sounded like such a weird transition. Like, I was like, if this encouraged you, leave a review. That just, it sounded like it was getting like almost like manipulative and like Jesus jukey, but well, I don't know. That maybe I'm overthinking it. But if you do enjoy this podcast, you can leave a review. And if you don't, you can leave a review as well. And then, you know, I'll probably like screenshot it and put it on TikTok and be like, this is why you're wrong. I'm just kidding. I actually don't have that kind of time. But thank you guys so much for listening. I would love to hear your thoughts. Honestly, you can leave them, like I said, on a review, or you can tweet me at Jamie Grace H, and also Insta me at Jamie Grace H. And on my Patreon, we are now doing like official asking me questions there. And 99% of the time I will answer them on the show and also reply to your message. The reason why I say 99% of the time is because I'm leaving that 1% for when someone like does send me a question that's like, so when are you going to have another baby? And I'm just like, that's not your business. So I'm leaving that 1% for the questions I'm just not going to answer. But 99% of the time, if you reach out on Patreon, I'm going to reply and I got you back. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I need some water so bad. I've like not been drinking that much water today because Isabella got a hold of my water and while she was eating yogurt, and there's like, welcome to mom life, y'all. There is dried up yogurt all over my water bottle right now. Bella. But you know, mom life. Let me not say Bella. That's not nice. Bella didn't mean to. She's a baby. I miss her. She's downstairs with Aaron right now. I don't know what they're doing. Last I heard some hip hop, and wow. I sounded like a mom that like doesn't know music. Like, I heard them playing some hip hop. It might be no big deal. If you got that, tweet me because I need to know how cool you guys are. Thanks for listening. Love you much. Okay, bye.